general, we live in fairly safe communities. And when we have incidents like that, which are outrageous and terrible, and people get abused and attacked in their home, it really heightens the fear that people have that same thing can happen to them, naturally enough. What we need to be investing in is we need to be investing in more community Gardaí out on patrol in the local areas. We also need to be investing in prevention, in ensuring that we have better protection for people. For instance, if we had a grant aid system for elderly people or older people, for to have better cameras up on their houses, better security prevention in place, automatic lighting that will come on when a stranger comes in around the place and panic buttons, things like that. There is some level of assistance with that, but I think we could do with having some more. The big issue here, and you know, it's when we talk to people who come from other countries to live in Ireland, particularly in rural Ireland, they often refer to me when I'm talking to them about how very safe it is and how little crime there is in rural Ireland. And I think we should be very, you know, thankful that that's the case, but that doesn't mean we should be complacent. Measures in place that can prevent crime and can detect crime faster, because usually it's a very small, tiny minority of people that are involved in these kinds of incidents. Technology has a role to play, particularly perhaps CCTV cameras at junctions and at main areas of road networks that are coming into rural Ireland, particularly crossing the Shannon at bridges and places like that. But Gardaí can monitor when an incident happens and hopefully find the people that are responsible.